Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Outside Lens. It's August 10th through the 12th in Golden Gate Park. Janet Jackson, The Weeknd, and Florence and the Machine are the headliners. It would be kind of fun to see Janet Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know how many hits she has?
So many.
Yeah.
And it's just like such a out of the blue thing for her to be headlining this. I mean, it's always a sort of a fascinating show. Just a huge, wide mix of all different music on a zillion different stages. They take over the whole park. If you want to check it out, we've got tickets. You can be our guest for all 3 days. Right now, be calling number 97-800-400-3697. You get a pair of three-day general admission tickets. Sing it, Brittany.
Came back to me in my mind. How can I be strong? I've asked myself time and time I've said.
He closes his eyes.
Yeah, he does. Sing it, baby.
Gotta
feel,
it, Vin.
Do it.
This is a song I was telling Yuzi about yesterday. I was like, this is my jam.
Is that the one you were singing to me? Keep going.
It's too many words. This is like 20 years ago, so.
At least.
Yeah, but I knew the whole first verse. You see that?
That was very impressive.
And closed your eyes. You meant it.
I love that. I
Thank
love that you.
You
just let yourself love the singing. Let it come out of you.
Yeah, let it take over you. You know, let the music take
wash over you.
You gotta let it. You just gotta let it. You're just the vehicle. Just let it flow out of your mouth, good or bad. Feels great. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Get a 3 day set, a pair of 3 day general admission tickets. The tickets are on sale today at 10, right? Hold on. They went on sale yesterday. All right,
yeah.
So they're on sale. It's right here in front of me. I'm sorry.
I know, but I didn't cross it off to make it.
It actually says the tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Well, but then it says Thursday.
Yep, it does. They're on sale. Let's just shorten it up. SFOutsideLand.com or skip the line and call us now, 800-400-3697.
That same number is our text number. Before I get to all your contributions, I just wanted to mention, I think Yuzi's, she's not in her best mood of all times.
What are you
so
talking
you just
about?
Missed it. Well, what am I talking about? I'm going to share. So
okay.
I'm alone in the room just reading stuff for the show. You know, it's Conor McGregor left the court or the...
The jail.
The jail.
Handcuffs.
In cuffs. Right. Yeah, so that's one of the stories. So Yuzi comes in and she has to put something on your side of the desk and... She walks around this side, and I look at her, and I'm just, you know, her. Yuzi's my friend.
Yep.
I love her so much. I look at her, and she goes, "Sup, fool?" And I start laughing like you're laughing right now. And she walks out of the room, and the door, so I timed the door. It takes 3 seconds to shut. So I'm laughing. I'm enjoying her little, and then she, "Shut up, Vinny!" Before the door even shuts, she yells at me like, I can't laugh at that. What is it?
Sup, fool?
Sup, fool?
Yeah,
her head is hot and her leg is spazzing.
Yeah, so. She's got a,
it's a combo.
She's got a like a
combo.
Spastic leg.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening with your leg and why is it happening?
It hasn't happened in about an hour though, so that's good.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I felt like someone was sticking me with pins. Is it the shin brin right there?
Yeah, it's your shin. Like,
is it the shin brin?
Shin brin.
Is it the shin brin?
Yeah, it started as soon as the show started.
And then she's in there just like beating her leg up. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I hate my leg right now.
And Hooman,
she's kicking it against
Hooman's things. Adding fuel to the fire, too. Like, she said something to us. So it was kind of, you know, how she is sometimes. Hooman goes, you keep on acting like that, your leg's going to spaz out some more.
Nice, Hooman, nice.
Yeah, I know he's cursing me. Jeez.
Well, luckily it's feeling better.
And then I told Hooman to feed my meter.
Oh.
And me and Brent
which
laughed.
Was a joke. You get it? Because she Ubered today?
Yep.
Oh, good one.
And she actually remembered that she Ubered today?
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't get it.
Come on, Adele.
See what I deal with in this room?
Well, I'm just telling you what I dealt with. Jeesh. Sup, fool? Shut up. I'm laughing. It was funny. I didn't see that coming. Sup, fool.
Oh.
All right. Well, anyway, now on to your contributions. Here's what we've got. Why does that excuse Zuck? Just
it
because
doesn't.
You're rich doesn't mean you are excused for choosing to be a bleephole.
It doesn't. It's getting called out next week.
I paid $1,400 to be on the field of Candlestick for the Paul McCartney show. Last show of Candlestick. They tore it down the next week. That was worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Sounds good.
I really wish that if I were going to ever overpay for anything, that it would be something like that, for sure.
Right, where you could even say, yes, I overpaid, but it was the final show at this particular
right.
venue. And this.
And I paid $1,700 for a practice show of Hamilton.
Will you stop it?
It was a practice
show.
It
wasn't.
Was
it
not?
Just the pre-opening night. There's still full shows, full
right.
dress. They don't stop the show and go, let's work on the blocking here.
Right, they don't, but they did designate it. An opening night was after I'd seen the show.
Not only a practice show, but with the B team.
No.
Not even the real cast.
They're all the right guys.
Talking
all
Heads, someone says. Talking
they
Heads.
They would pay $1,700 to the Talking Heads.
The Smiths.
No, neither one of those. They're both great bands.
I love both of those bands, but no, I wouldn't pay that much. Mm-mm.
No, not even back in the day.
My middle child is my favorite. The other two are jerks.
Well, if the kids are jerks, then, you know, I guess you can pick a favorite. Yeah. It's hard. You're like, okay, well, this one's my favorite. You start thinking about it. Then you start thinking about the other one and all the great things and, you know, how affectionate they are. And you're like, I guess I can't pick. I love them both in totally different ways.
Are you talking about your kids?
Yeah,
oh.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Think about all the great things that you love about them. If one of them gets arrested, though, they're out.
What? No, that's when you have to step up your game.
Love them even more.
You have to parent even harder.
I'm going to throw in the towel at that point.
No,
they've
you
been
don't
so
get
easy.
To.
No, I'm doing
no,
it.
No, you don't get
it.
To.
That's it. I wash my hands of you.
Mom,
now
is when
punk.
I really need
no.
you.
Well, Sarah, I'm not here. Mom's not home.
Sarah and Vinny, be truthful for once. If you guys won $300 million in the lottery, would you guys still be working? Tell the truth.
Well, that would have broken down to, there were six of us in, right? So it would have been $50 million apiece. Lump sum, probably more like $25 million apiece, plus taxes taken out, probably more like $17 or $18 million. I would still work with $17 or $18 million. I'd be wicked lax about it, though. I'd be calling in sick a lot. I'd be like, I gotta go. I don't feel like being here. I'd be like, oops, I got here at 7. It would be hard. If you had $17 million in the bank, it'd be hard to show up to any job. And I love this job.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, we're going to be starting at noon now. It would give you so much more leverage with the company too. It's like, I don't need you. I have $17 million in the bank.
415 says, you know what would be lovely? Pictures of Sarah's lovely yard in the rain. Nothing like fresh flowers and koi being sprinkled upon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go outside today. I feel like I really busted my ass this week, and the fact that it's raining today is like just a built-in excuse to not do it. Plus, my cousin's in town. I'm going to hang out with my cousin.
I'm going to totally nap as soon as I'm done here.
Mm. Oh, man. Maybe I'll take a nap, too. Sounds good. Although I love going home on a Friday and having a big fat iced coffee. Ah. So maybe I'll do that instead. All go right. out to lunch. Oh. Ooh.
My favorite part of the new music break was Sarah's dedication to Bryn. It's refreshing to hear people get credit for working hard, even if that's the job expectation. Bryn is awesome and such a critical part of the team. Love you guys. TGIF.
Well, he always does 10 times more work than I ever get. And sometimes I even forget that I asked him to pull something and I read all the quotes. And then he looked, afterwards he's like, you know, I had all those quotes. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. No, he's great. And all morning before we get in here for an hour, I'm like, Bryn, page six, Bryn, TMZ, Bryn.
I learned through working here that I couldn't write fast enough for your demands, so that's why I type them.
Oh, that's
you know
so
that?
Funny.
Because you'll list them off, and I'm like, I'm still writing the first one.
No, he's great. So I ask for 100 things, and I use about 4 of them. But he always has. I know you can't get to everything.
Yeah,
you do a great. And you know what? All of you guys, it's a pleasure to come in here and work with all of you every day. Talk about a team of over deliverers. You guys are amazing.
Great team.
Happy Friday, you bastards.
Except for 17 million, you'll stop any kind of dedication to the show at all.
No, if we each get 17 million bucks, my guess is only about half of us keep coming into work here. Suddenly
I'd
surf is
come.
Up all the time.
Yeah,
I'd still
right.
be here. I don't know. I feel an obligation to listeners too. I just
we've built something here and we're farming it. It is our thing. We've put a lot of years into it.
I wouldn't want to just do double middle fingers to everybody. I mean, slowly over time you'd see less and less of me, but okay. I don't know where that comes
so
into
messy.
It.
But... I don't know.
It makes all the sense. World in the sense. Hey, I'd like to congratulate Ashley from Sausalito.
All right. Ashley's going to Outside Lands.
415 says, if people don't know how to manage their privacy setting, you don't deserve to have apps. You know what? I get your thought process there, but I think that's a ton of BS. Like, I really do believe most of us don't have any idea what these tech companies, how they could possibly mine all of these pages for data that we're not, not all our brains work like that.
Right.
So all of you out there who know where the dark web is and your keyboard turns over and you can do all the backwards stuff and all that.
Yeah, good for you.
Most of us just know how to do some searches.
Yeah, we're just
consumers.
Huh,
what does that word mean? Right. Let me see. Look at that. It came right up. Isn't
that's
Google
amazing.
Incredible?
Oh, I don't need directions.
I'm going to buy some stuff. Ding!
Yep.
I got it. It's on its way.
And now they've got all my info. Oh, no.
That's the internet to most of us. I realize we're in the Silicon Valley, and this is a place where it's all happening. And many of you are extremely well-versed in all the ways. But the world outside of this area is like, click. It's a kitty video.
Yay! Oh, these are the cutest. Let's watch these all day.
It really isn't
right
in our lives the same way it is.
Should
in
we know
many
more? Yes.
Lives.
Do we? No.
So I get it.
Why don't you give classes on it? Maybe that could be your million-dollar idea.
The old saying of "there is no such thing as free lunch" applies to any social media platform that doesn't charge, as in they're gonna find a way to make money on you.
Yep. I've already bought some stuff off Instagram, so I guess they're all set.
You have not.
I told you I bought the eyelashes. I bought.
Yeah, oh, when are you going to wear those?
They don't work.
Can you wear them Monday?
They're crap. I think I gave them to Yuzi.
Oh, yeah. Well, what kind of thing is that to do to
they're
work?
They're crap.
I said, do you want them?
Maybe that's why her leg hurts.
We bought. She bought 2 pairs, so we each did, and I couldn't.
Neither one of us could get them on our
rolling. Yeah, they were just stupid. Straight out. I tried to roll them.
Yeah.
What else did you buy from Instagram?
I bought. Those blow up couches.
And did you get them?
I did.
And
I haven't really used them yet. I couldn't get them full of air, and then I sat all the way to the ground and hurt my tailbone.
Yeah.
It's like, this sucks.
I don't feel like that platform has very good.
I thought the
product.
Wait, hold on. I thought the platform is actually mining the things you've looked at and is giving you ads aimed at stuff you've
it
searched.
It totally is, yes.
So
I don't know if it is. Like, it seems like on Instagram,
well, you bought
it's
them,
very
Sarah.
Random,
yeah, I mean,
random things. Yeah, but I hadn't ever searched for them. You know?
Okay.
And those, you know, I didn't know about
stuff
those.
That I've searched comes up in my Instagram.
Yeah, me too.
It actually doesn't come up. It comes up on my Facebook for sure.
Yeah.
And it comes up even on other, like, I'll go to, you know, Wayfair.com or something, and there's everything else I've searched. I'm like, oh, these people are clued in.
Mm. Yeah. Cookies weird. Or something.
Sure.
I hear.
If I go on Pottery Barn and I look at a table, it keeps coming up in like my feeds and mm-hmm. stuff. I'm like, no, I already got a table. Thanks, though.
415 says, 47 years old and never been on social media, laughing at all your new privacy problems.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
for you.
But some guy on Tinder who's flicking right or left or whichever way that is, he's going to bang some girl he just met tonight because of Tinder.
Yeah.
I mean, he's laughing at you. Ha ha. You're 47.
Tinder.
There's fun to be had.
There is fun to be had. I enjoy it. I only dabble at most, but it's the kids that are, you know, they've grown up with this stuff. They don't know another world. Like for us, we go, oh, well, what did I used to do when I was bored? Oh, I'll read a book. Oh, I'll go dig in the dirt. Oh, I'll go surfing. Oh, I'll, you know, what, anything. I'll cook something. Kids are like, what do I do now? Oh my God, the internet's down. Oh.
415 says, people are the stupid ones, not Facebook. There was a post that asked people the name of their first and last car model, which is, and it had thousands of people. They are giving away password info. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Those questions
your
end
pets,
up being
your
things
mother's maiden
that, right,
name.
Right.
Yeah.
And where so you were born.
You're handing it all over. And you don't even do it without, you're not even thinking.
Oh,
like,
fun, a quiz.
I do want to know which character I am on the Love Boat. Gopher! Ha! I'm Gopher! Right? I mean,
yeah.
Well, not Julie McCoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, Hooman.
You leaving?
Well, he's getting his umbrella down.
I'm getting
so it looks like
my umbrella down, so I don't forget it.
In 1 minute when you leave.
Is that the First National umbrella?
No, First National Bank. Yeah, I know. I went to go visit those guys. No, this is a Burberry umbrella.
Oh, Burberry.
Wow. Well, don't open it up.
Why not?
It's a bad luck to open an umbrella in the house.
Is that one of the ones you believe in? How about the ladder one?
She
believes in a bunch of them.
I wouldn't walk under a ladder if I could walk around it.
You throw salt over your shoulder?
I do.
You still touch the ceiling of the car when you run a yellow?
I do.
You still run yellows on purpose?
No.
What?
I don't. I drive
a
lot slower these days, Vinny.
All right.
Leave myself a little more time and stop at the yellows.
Yeah.
I want to live. I want to see my kids get married. I want grandchildren.
I
want
to live.
I want to live.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Line from a movie.
What movie?
Well, it's from a cartoon I watch, actually. Oh.
You watch it, too? You
I don't. He said it, so I said it back in the same Lord dramatic Dern. Way. Lord you know, Dern's I'm voice. Like a parrot, really.
That's for sure.
You say it, I'll repeat it.
On that note, let's bounce out. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzi, I'm so glad you're not going to drive in this today.
Yeah.
Uber away, honey.
I will. Yeah. Took a long time this morning.
Why?
Because the closest driver to my house was in Burlingame.
Oh, boy.
So I had to wait a while.
What's the move today? Do you just Uber straight to the restaurant?
Bar?
Or do you go home first and then re-Uber yourself to the place you like to hang?
Actually, I probably won't be going there today.
Oh, what?
I think I'm just going to Uber home because I have this dream of putting on my sweats when I get home and getting a blanket out.
Do you have
fuzzy
slippers?
I have to take the dog out. I have fuzzy socks. So I kind of just want to stay in.
Well, it's one
of those
days.
But what about all the people that want to yell Norm when you walk in?
Oh.
Norm!
Okay, maybe I'll stop somewhere.
You have regulars that you hang with, right?
Yeah. Different places. I have different people. I have people every place I go.
For, you know.
It's just, I'm friendly like that. You,
she
hey,
is. She's
I like
got
it.
Friends at the bar. There's
just
because no
I can't go to the bar doesn't mean I live vicariously. That's
well,
great.
Well, maybe I'll walk across the street.
And get a bar across
Uber
the street from
there.
From, oh. Get the party
you know
started,
what I'm talking about.
Go home, sleep it off. I do. I know exactly what you're talking about. Watch out for screwdrivers in your salad at that place.
Oh, snap.
Hey, it happened.
I can't believe it. I still have the picture.
Full-size screwdriver.
In the salad. That's
what place
still,
are you talking about?
The place right over there. And Hooman goes, don't tell him. Don't say anything. Don't. John was like, why not?
I would have said something.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
When was this?
Oh, 2 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys all went there?
No.
Hooman and my husband went.
Yeah, were they going to go see a movie
something? I think so.
And so they went to the restaurant.
To have lunch first.
Uh-huh. And John, her husband, got a salad, and there was an actual screwdriver.
Full-size screwdriver in it. This long.
In the salad.
In the salad at the bottom of the plate.
The tool screwdriver, yeah.
Yeah, the tool, right, a tool.
Oh, not a screw.
No.
A screwdriver.
A screwdriver. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you missed that. Even the plate must have been heavier. Like, oh, this is a pretty heavy salad. So he pulls it, he sticks his fork in and hits the screwdriver. He pulls out the screwdriver. And the woman is like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. I come here all the time. Don't say anything. I'm like, I would stop coming here all the time.
Oh my God.
I come here all the
time. So you weren't there. You just got
a picture.
I
have the whole story.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yuck.
Yes.
Very yuck.
Like I was like, well, I'll never eat there again. I mean, once in a, and it always smells funky in there, too. I'm always like, oh, okay. Give me a burger. So I guess no surfing this weekend.
It's maybe unlikely. Sunday? Maybe Sunday, but I'm not, whatever. I've got plenty of stuff to do. I'm really crappy at guitar. I need to learn
sure,
that.
Sure, let's learn. I want to jam with you.
Two Krispy Kremes and a cinnamon roll this week, so I've got to get on the treadmill. Plenty to do.
All right. Have a great weekend, you guys. Everyone, please be safe. Drive slow. Leave yourself a little extra time.
Turn on your headlights.
Oh, yeah. Get your headlights on. Please let people see you. Be as obvious and apparent as you can be. And we'll see you on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.